Governor Kristi Noem has announced a private donation that will fund deployment of the South Dakota National Guard to Texas. Their mission, according to the governor's office, is to assist in securing the U.S. border with Mexico. Democratic State Senator Reynold Nessebo represents District 15 in Sioux Falls. I spoke with him this morning. Senator Nessebo, thanks for making time for us today.
I always have time for you, Lori Walsh. Honored to be here.
Let's talk about how you found out about this deployment and the private funding for it from the governor.
Well, yesterday morning, there was a press release from Ian Fury that sent that out. And I was immediately concerned about that and reached out to our legislative staff just to find out whether this had ever been done before, whether this were legal, and to try and get some additional details. As the day went on, it was clear that this was a donation from Willis Robinson or from a foundation that he runs. And I found out from my staff this morning that there was $1 million pledged for this.
And do we know anything about who Willis Robinson is and what his connection to the governor is?
Well, my sense is that he is a conservative Republican who's a fan of Donald Trump. He is not a fan of President Biden. And what I'm concerned about is the role he played in guiding the governor to make this decision. Clearly, she is the commander in chief of our National Air and Army Guard. But what's problematic is, did he make any other promises to her? Did he promise to donate to her federal PAC? Has he made contributions to her gubernatorial campaign? And we have to resist. We have to be in opposition to our guardsmen and women ever being used as mercenaries, right? That our guard can never be used as, you know, for political purposes. And that's what it looks like. Whether that's what happened or not, it appears to be politically partisan. And we need to keep our military above that.
Tell me where you found the $1 million donation number. Where'd that information come from? Do you know?
I received that from staff, from my LRC fiscal staff this morning.
So let's talk about the appropriations process, because these National Guard's members, once they're deployed, you know, for a state mission, they're state employees as well. So when that $1 million donation comes in, where does it go? How is it tracked? Is it appropriated by the Interim Appropriations Committee? What can you tell us to sort of map the beginning and the end of this fund?
Right, and we would be able to follow this along, that we do have statute that guides if somebody wants to make a donation to the state of South Dakota, there's a way to bring that in. It's also possible that we could take that and plug that into there's a choice of a couple of different funds in the military that we can use to be able to do that. And so the problem, from my perspective, is that I think this sends a dangerous precedent. The state of South Dakota and our guardsmen, they are not for sale, right? People do not get to call and say, I would like to have this done, and I will give you a donation if you do this for me. That's not how we run calling up of our doing a deployment for our guard. The South Dakota state revenue right now is really great. We have at least $50 million more in revenue that were above our budget from what we budgeted. So we have tens of millions of dollars more than expected. We have already appropriated funds for the military for this year, and that does have funds in it, you know, with expected deployments. If there's an unexpected deployment, we can always backfill that expenditure. So we do not need outside funding. And so from my perspective, I would prefer the governor to simply say, we cannot accept this donation. We are fine to do this on our own. And I would feel much better about this deployment than making it look like it's done for partisan political purposes.
Tell me what happens next here. This is not something that's, as you said, the governor is the director of the National Guard. Voters don't vote on those deployments. Lawmakers don't vote on those deployments. Is there any avenue for legislative influence in this decision going forward?
Well, what we could take a look at is the statutes that allow donations to be made and how those donations once made could be transferred. So there could be a conversation about whether this is a good idea or not. My sense, I did see that Representative Aylward also was opposed to this. My sense is that Republicans and Democrats alike are concerned about the dangerous precedent that this would set, that we should not be allowing some wealthy person from out of state who's a clear partisan using our guardsmen in a way that looks like they're carrying out more of a political campaign here than doing what they signed up to do when they agreed to serve as in our Army and Air National Guard.
Democratic State Senator Reynold Nespa represents District 15, and he joined us this morning from Custer, South Dakota. Thanks, Senator Nespa. We appreciate your time.
Always an honor. Thank you, Lori.